community in D.C. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A pickup truck plowed into a fireworks stand in Washington, D.C. Saturday afternoon, killing two people. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
A driver striking a fireworks stand in Washington, D.C., killing a bicyclist and another person. Police say it is believed the driver ran a red light after suffering a medical emergency. No other people were hurt in the incident.
The pickup truck completely flattened the roadside stand. Inflation in the U.S. hitting 8.6%, its highest since 1981. President Biden said that compared to the rest of the world, U.S. inflation is lower. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more from D.C.
President Biden made this statement as he was wrapping up his NATO and G7 meetings in Europe this week. And as it stands, the U.S. inflation rate is higher than the other reporting G7 member countries and among the highest in the developed world. When asked about inflation and record gas prices, though, the president deflected to the Supreme Court. Republicans criticized the president's wording on foreign soil as unpatriotic.
Despite Tropical Storm Colin being downgraded to a tropical depression, it is still expected to bring heavy rainfall and gusty winds to the Carolinas this July 4th weekend. Fox weather meteorologist Adam Klotz has the details.
Along the Carolina coast, where this is really becoming a disorganized storm, if you make some plans in this area, particularly the Outer Banks is one of the most popular spots in that region, this is going to be clearing off by late Sunday. So into Monday, you're going to be following this system, but it's one to pay attention to. Now, most of the heaviest rain from this is just falling just off the coast, but you're still going to see at least some rainfall.
A jet-powered truck explosion at a Michigan air show killing one person. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Violence erupting in Chicago at the start of the July 4th holiday weekend. WFLD Fox Chicago's Casey Cronus has more.
Just as officials were preparing to outline their 4th of July weekend safety plan, a Chicago police officer was shot on the city's west side, responding to a domestic disturbance call. Police did not fire back. A nearby UIC police officer who was listening to the radio rushed to the scene, transporting the injured officer to Stroger Hospital. The suspect, a convicted felon, was arrested near the scene. Now, police are rolling out a heightened security plan for Independence Day. City officials planning to step up patrols on the ground to prepare for weekend crowds, including on CTA platforms and beaches.
Pay raises for federal wildland firefighters.
They were promised to federal wildland firefighters last year out of the massive infrastructure package, though pay raises never came. And as firefighters have now entered another record-breaking fire summer, particularly out west, with staffing and recruiting shortages dragged down by low wages and benefits. The federal government now saying that a raise will come to thousands of federal wildland firefighters, increasing by $20,000 per year, or 50% of their current base salary, whichever is lower. Through next year, the firefighters will also receive back pay for the raises that they were supposed to see last year. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
GOP gubernatorial nominee Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York discussing the importance of crime policies to voters on Maria Bartiromo's Wall Street.
We need to repeal cashless bail in this state. Judges should have discretion to weigh dangerousness and flight risk and past criminal record and seriousness of the offense for far more offenses.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.